Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Derek Shelton to talk to U.S. boys basketball. Mustangs set for their opening round game of Substate at Rossville here on Thursday night. But, Coach, good way to wrap up the regular season, getting a win against Washington County, 49-37, the final score. So, man, always nice if you can get a little win and a boost of confidence and momentum heading into the postseason. What did you like that you saw from your boys last Friday night in that home senior night win against the Tigers?
Yeah, it was a good win for us. Last game of the year and on senior night to kind of send our seniors out with a win on the year. I thought we did some good things defensively. We were pretty good in the first half. You know, we were kind of going into it expecting to play some zone, and we didn't play a possession of zone the entire game. You know, our man was good enough for us. And then offensively, you know, we kind of probably the best we played all year against the zone. And they're long and they were athletic, and, you know, we got some things going. So it's a positive sign here heading into Substate.
No doubt your Substate game, as mentioned, going to be at Rossville, so a different opponent, kind of a bigger school with you guys being in the Class 2A rankings here for this year. But I know you've had a lot of chance to scout Rossville, and you basically had a week off, you know, since last Friday until you played Thursday. So what's kind of the thoughts and the game plan, what you need to do against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, it'll be a tough test for us, you know, going down there. They're an athletic team, can really shoot it, and then going on the road. But, you know, with in our league, you know, we've been challenged all year long. You know, that's the one good thing about the league we're in. You know, those games are what prepares you for Substate. And when you get to Substate, you know, everybody's 0-0. You know, you throw the records out, you see upsets all the time, and, you know, you still got to go play.
Tell me about, you know, obviously still a lot to play for to continue on this season. And I know, you know, there's been some tough losses, some close games. You've won five games this season. But what is it about this team that you've appreciated and, you know, enjoyed the most about this year's Mustang squad?
Well, this team, it's a team, you know, they show up each and every day and they put in the work. You know, it's not a team that complains a whole lot. And, you know, we haven't done near enough basketball, you know, with this group as we probably like, but they still show up. And I know, you know, some of these kids, basketball is not their love or that, but they're competitors, you know, and they show up each and every day. They give me what they can, everything they got, and, you know, they go to battle. And, you know, we had a lot of close games this year. We were in a lot of games and just never could kind of find a way to pull some of them out there at the end like we'd like. But like I told all the underclassmen, you know, that's something we got to learn from going into next year.
No doubt. And as you mentioned, you know, anything's certainly possible at this point. A one-game season for every team. Moving on, so best of luck at Rossville on Thursday night, Coach. And thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.
Derek Shelton, head coach of D-West. The locker room chats are brought to you by Triple L Tire in Highland, also by the Bank of Highland and the Bendina State Bank.